This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still, we were humans at the end of the day. We'd have a future for our wives and children. But now we're in the future. We're in the scientific world. There's a group that wants to take control of our destiny. They've already cracked the code to our genetics. They know how to create artificial humans. They don't respect us because we don't stand up for ourselves. And that's where I get frustrated. That's where I get upset. Is that people have to start standing up for the unborn. We have to start standing up for our very genetics. We have to start standing up for our species. And that's why the globalists, while they overturn humanity, while they play God, constantly tell us about our racism and about how bad we are and how we all hate each other, using our tribalism against us before they annihilate us. I'm going to play Charles Barkley exposing the divide and conquer paradigm on the other side. And it seems like a simple statement, but it's powerful. And it's true, and it's deep. And people aren't going to listen to me, but they may listen to him. So that's coming up next segment. And then I'm going to hit the SPARS pandemic and the parallels to it and John Hopkins and what they actually launched and how they admit that everything in this is basically what's really happening. We're only partway into it. We're about a year and 2 months into it. There's another 2 years left on it, and it talks about mass brain damage, mass death, from the vaccines and how they're going to try to cover all that up. So it's pretty sick, as they say. But I want to hit another report that our crew shot down at the border, again, Greg Reese again, of the massive illegal alien pipeline that violates federal law. There isn't even an executive order. It can be overturned by the courts. It's just Biden doing it, and that just shows you the nature of these individuals. So we're going to air that report. We're going to come back and go over this SPARS 2025-2028 report. And we're going to look at how they're trying to create racial division, all this manipulation. That is all coming up on the other side. But please, no matter where you're listening or how you're listening, remember, your word of mouth is what circumvents big tech. Your human action against the electronic, through the electronic, is what wins. We'll be right back.
The mainstream media has been talking about a surge at the border, but the real story is a massive illegal immigration pipeline run by the Biden administration. We witnessed it running nonstop in McAllen, Texas. First, Border Patrol delivers busloads of illegal immigrants to a secured tent processing center on the corner of U.S. Business 83 and West 15th Street. We are told by sources well over 1,000 each night in this area alone, and what we witnessed during the day certainly substantiates this number. We were told by a driver of their operation that they are being tested for COVID-19 at this processing center. They all leave with manila envelopes in hand. Those that do test positive for COVID are driven to one of the several hotels who have contracted with the federal government to act as COVID quarantine shelters, where they will quarantine for 7 days before being released into the U.S. And the rest are either bused or walked down the street to the Humanitarian Respite Center, operated by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, where they are brought in through the front door with their manila envelopes inspected. They are housed, given bags of clothing, and are then sent off through the back door to various U.S. cities via bus and airplane. It's a nonstop flowing pipeline. Those that take the bus are led across the street to the bus station, and the rest are given rides to the airport, where they present Border Patrol and TSA with the paperwork inside their manila envelopes and set off to various U.S. cities, where they are either meeting up with some other government agency, NGO, or perhaps even Mexican cartels operating within the U.S. It is the biggest illegal immigration smuggling operation in U.S. history. And it is being run by the federal government on behalf of the United Nations.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder. Another word, another time, as life was green and good until the crisis.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I saw the news break Friday afternoon. And Saturday, everybody was asking me, Jones, why haven't you covered this? Well, here we are on Sunday. I'm about to cover it. And it was Pete Buttigieg, the mayor from wherever, the golden boy, the guy that was never in combat, was a desk jockey, caught posing in combat gear, claiming he was a combat veteran, just like Senator Blumenthal does famously. He was never even out of the U.S. the Marines. He ran the Marine Corps toys program for children in D.C., never left D.C. But the point is, these are frauds. Who thinks like this? So I saw the footage on Friday, and then I didn't cover it on yesterday's emergency show. We're here on Sunday. I'm about to cover it because it's bigger than just him engaged in fraud. It's about his disrespect for everyone. So it was a big national story. Oh, Pete Buttigieg shows up at the White House to discuss gas taxes on everybody. China isn't going to have that. We're going to have that. Anything to shut us down. Pete Buttigieg, a little chipmunk-like creature, has no credibility, no background, total fraud, caught lying constantly, but he's gay. It's like, well, then let him run death camps. I mean, Tim Cook runs the biggest death camps in China with the Uyghurs, but I mean, he's gay, so it's like, oh, all right, he's gay. It's all right, you know. Pete Buttigieg. And so Pete Buttigieg is on the tape. Let's roll it for TV viewers. And these big armored black SUVs pull over. We're talking three blocks from the White House. And all these men in masks stand around him. And then he's got his little cool suit on. He's Wonder Boy. And then he just zooms off, and it's all over the news. And there he is, like the Wicked Witch, shooting down the road in all these photos. About, look at him. He is good. He hates the combustion engine. A cynical, arrogant, hateful move. Hating his constituents. Thinking we're stupid. And arrogantly thinking, no one's going to catch me. Pulling over with all these armored SUVs and even having a ununiformed protector with him, like he's that important in the Department of Transportation. All of them are like imperial Chinese emperors now. And then all of these SUVs protecting him as he rides down the road on his bike, and the national news is like, look at him. He rode 20 miles from his house in Maryland. He is so good. And he staged the whole thing. So I went on Twitter yesterday, to look at this, and the left was like, big deal, so what? But again, who would think like that? Who would behave like that? Someone who has no real integrity, someone who's a predator. He doesn't have a way of life like yours. He doesn't have a future like yours. He doesn't have children. He doesn't want to have a future with you. He's a predator staring out of his godless, empty eyes, figuring out, how can I look good? How can I manipulate people? He's a Chinese communist agent. Just like Joe Biden, just like everybody else that serves this system, they have bowed down to tyranny, and they have no bottom. You know, I have a lot of news to cover, and I want to get into this big government document. It's a government-funded document. This Rockefeller, Rothschild, Bill Gates document, SPARS pandemic, 2025-2028. It's the holy grail of understanding the enemy. But I want to play this clip. I mean, it's like a 15-minute clip, the full thing's at Infowars.com. But I want to play a few minutes of it. This is by Canadian, we're going to the Canadian pastor coming up next segment, getting in the face of the lockdown and what they were doing as well. But where's that particular clip I wanted? You're a genius. Number 7? Oh, yes. Advice for people running Biden. Description, J.P. Sears has some words for people running Joe Biden. This is powerful. I ran into him on the hike and bike trail. He actually lives here in Austin. He escaped L.A. a long time ago. But he's scared to have me on. That's fine. He's a really smart guy. And he does it in a properly deferential, groveling fashion, which makes it even more powerful. I wish that I was as slick as him. Here it is.
This message is for the swell people running President Biden. Hi, guys. You're doing a phenomenal job. I mean, things are looking so good. I mean, he's dominating. So great. Which means you guys are doing a great job. Now, after watching his performance at the recent press conference, I'd give him an A. Great job. So solid. But I wanted to sit down with you here today and watch the game film and offer you some advice on how he could get to an A+ next time. So let's see if we can find any areas with room for improvement. In this clip, you'll see the president openly and honestly expressing his own thoughts from note cards.
We have somewhere, I asked the staff to write it down for me, and they did, not for this, but for a longer discussion. We have somewhere in terms of infrastructure, we rank 13th globally in infrastructure.
Ooh, sometimes when someone's just reading off note cards, it makes people wonder, why does he have to read off note cards? But before we get to some advice on this, let's take a look at a clip of Joe answering a question on North Korea.
Let me say that, number one, UN Resolution 1718 was violated by those particular missiles that were tested. Number one. We're consulting with our allies and partners, and there will be responses if they choose to escalate. We will respond accordingly. But I'm also prepared for some form of diplomacy. But it has to be conditioned upon the end result of denuclearization.
So, guys, Joe read the entire answer from a note card, and powerfully so, I might add. But next time, you might want to have Joe not read off note cards for a couple reasons. One, having the exact answer to a reporter's question pre-written kind of makes it look like you knew the questions beforehand. So it kind of looked as if you pre-wrote questions, gave them to friendly reporters to ask Biden, and then Biden read pre-written answers from note cards. And that kind of makes the whole press conference look more like a theatrical performance than an actual press conference. Yeah. People don't like deception. Ooh, and it also makes people aware that he's not speaking his own thoughts from his own mind. The other thing is, when you have the president reading off note cards that were magically pre-written in the past to answer present moment questions, he's looking down the whole time. In normal human communication, looking at someone, possibly even in the eyes, creates a connection, a note for improvement. Instead of using note cards and cheat sheets to try to convey the image of a functioning mind, just use a teleprompter. Now you might be saying, teleprompter? Those are for pre-written speeches, not press conferences with unknown questions and off-the-cuff answers. Well, we just call this what it is and use a teleprompter. That's my professional advice. Oh, and that brings up another area with room for improvement. At a press conference, when the president's looking out at a sea of reporters calling on someone to ask a question, they usually don't look like this.
Now, I'll be happy to take your questions. Zeke, Associated Press. Justin.
All totally rigged, all totally staged. They're all happy to do it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So if you just joined us, you saw me read 10 years ago, we played the clip last hour, from a Rockefeller Foundation report, Lockstep, about planetary government, mask, lockdowns, global passports to travel, domestic passports, using the threat of a virus to do it, like SARS. Now, let's look at a document from 2017, and in that 2017 document, Johns Hopkins University, that again is the main group that works for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation, develops the SPARS pandemic 2025-2028 program. But if you change the dates from 2020 to 2023, it all goes exactly as it's unfolding. They even use the same names of the viruses, the same names of everything. They even put out tweets drilling it at the time. I'm going to show you that right now. Now, why would they do this? Well, they've got to get all these agencies and groups involved in a drill. They're not telling them they're staging it. They're not telling them they launched it. And they've got to have this so governments and intelligence agencies that see it think, oh, they're just doing a drill. And this is done over and over again. This is 101 stuff in intelligence research. So here it is, the SPARS pandemic 2025-2028. We can put up that first slide there, and I'll just flip to the next one. Exercise completion date, October 2017. Before event 201, 2019, which is exactly what happened, and before Crimson Contagion that happened right before that, run by the same groups, same organizations, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Johns Hopkins, Bill Gates, all of them. Let's move on. Here are the three groups right here. Next, SPARS, 2025-2028. SPARS originated from Far East, but it's labeled St. Paul Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SPARS, COVID-V. COVID-19 originated from China, originally called China virus or Wuhan, SARS, COVID-2. So see, they even have almost the same prefixes there. Here's where it gets crazy. SPARS 2025-2028, SPARS inflated fatality estimates. They say in the document that they're going to inflate fatality to 4%, which they then did with COVID, which wasn't true. WHO fatality rate 14.5 under 64, fatality rate 50% over 64, actual rate 0.06, which is what it basically came out to. This is 3 years before they launched it. They'd already pre-planned even the responses because it's all bull. COVID-19, inflated fatality estimates. Imperial College, Bill Gates, same people. 2.2 million U.S. deaths, 510,000 U.K., the fatality rate 2%, but they'd estimated as high as a 4%, which is what they put in the document. This is impossible, folks, because none of the numbers are real. Even our responses and lower numbers are numbers they came up with. I wonder why is the New York Times saying 94% of people didn't die of it, only 6%? They say in here, 3 years before that, 6% only died, 94 didn't die. They even had the, because they knew we'd know it was a fraud, so they didn't just have the official number, they then had the fake number, which the news wouldn't say, and then we would put that out, thinking we had countered it, when none of it was true. You pull up the New York Times headline, only 6% of those listed as COVID deaths died of COVID. That's in the headlines, New York Times. And 3 years before they even release it, 4 years, 5 years before where we are now, they have the exact number again. But it gets crazier. One listener said it's like getting the Death Star plans, but they call it the Death Spar. You just change one letter in the name of it. You go, well, you don't really have the Death Star plans. You have the Death Spar plans. Spars, 2025, 2028. Spars. October 2025, Spars emerges. January 2026, U.S. government contracts SynBio to produce Spars vaccine. Real world. Again, this is all 3 years changed. December 31st, 2019, COVID-19 identified. April 2020, U.S. government launches Operation Warp Speed. And they talk about how they're going to speed it all up the same way and get accelerated authorization. Spars 2025, 2028, antivirals. Now, this is where it gets crazy. This is 3 years before this even started, 4.5 years before now. Spars. Colossevir. Side effects, nausea, headaches, vomiting, and body aches. COVID-19, Remdesivir. They say just was developed, just came out last year for this. 3+ years before, Colossevir, Remdesivir, nausea, constipation, vomiting, sweating, shivering, basically the same thing. Even the same name, folks. It's worse. They barely even changed. They changed two letters coming up. Massive power outage. They get into predictions of that. Vaccine propaganda campaign. Spars. Big tech celebrities. The president. Hip-hop stars. MSM. Global health expert. That's Bill Gates. John Legrand. Run DMC. Bill Gates. Ryan Reynolds. Dr. Fauci. MSM. Surgeon General. All the same. Medical countermeasures. MCM. That's the censorship. Several sections and appendices are devoted to dealing with public pushback from changing guidelines, viral videos, social media posts, and maintaining trust in government. Social media countermeasures. 14. Now, remember, this was all the real things they said. This is 3 years before this even started. 14 days to stop the spread. Other documents say mask. They don't say mask. No mask, then yes mask, they say. Big tech, because they were following this. Oh, no. Fauci's like, no, we don't do mask. Later mask. See? Big tech censorship of doctors, massive deplatforming, using fact-checking orgs to debunk owned by Big Pharma against government narrative MSM Big Pharma ads. Because Big Pharma's like, we're not just going to be your main sponsor now. You've got to help censor. Vaccine side effects, SPARS. 6 months side effects begin in adults. What does Sherry Timpenny doctor say? Less than 2 years side effects in children. Encephalopathy, encephalitis, and mental retardation, prions, protein growths in the brain. Now, there's mainline medical studies saying it's growing plaques in people's brains, and if you already have an Alzheimer's plaque in your brain, it's protein growth in the brain, this accelerates it. Vaccine effects. These are real numbers. 50,000 adverse effects, 2,249 deaths, 7,726 serious injuries. Europe's over 4,000. You go to the drill, they estimate similar numbers. Now, that's just a boil down of the document itself. I'm going to show you these quotes from the document when we come back. I'm going to show you stuff even worse. Okay? This is all war gamed out. So, everything they said has come true so far in the scenario. That's really the script, the blueprint. Next, within a few months, you see the mass brain damage, the mass death, and all of it, which they say weighs down society and is good because it collapses civilization to have a lower carbon footprint, which Klaus Schwab is now already saying. Says COVID is going to help us get rid of humans.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The planet does have problems. We've done thousands of nuclear tests. We've overfished. We've dumped incredible amounts of toxic waste in the ocean. We've cut down most of the forest. But the Earth can regenerate from that. It can't handle genetic engineering taking it over and these mad scientists playing God. But they say they're about to call the planet to save the planet. But really, in their own documents, they admit it's about their mad dash to play God. And they actually say in their deeper admissions, which are public, that, oh, we don't even care about the whole planet. We're just using it to metamorphosize into our new God form. And so my point is, you could argue with them at face level. Argue with them off of what they claim they're doing, and it's a fraud. But when you actually study who they are, these people should not be toilet attendants, much less running the whole future of the planet. And that's what I'm saying. It's up to those of us that are intelligent, those of us that are successful, those of us that actually have a vision and want to keep humanity in the loop to stand up and say to the globalists, you are not in control of our destiny. You need to be in a mental institution, not running the planet. So we came in here and did a two-hour taping yesterday and didn't even cover the surface of it. But is it really up to me to tell you every damn bit of this? I mean, you should want to know about this. If I'm up here reading you documents 10 years ago that came true word for word, you don't want to listen to what Alex Jones said. You want to go see what the Rockefeller Foundation or John Hopkins said. Because they've been trying to get control of the planet for a long time, and now they're getting that control. So you go to church and you pray to Jesus because you were brought up to teach that's the higher power and God is real. But hey, these people are as close as you're going to get to God when it comes to running your life. You might want to find out what they're up to. And you might want to just get on their level, at least at the point of being able to debate them about what they're doing. Because they don't even regard you until you talk to them at their level. And then when you're at their level, they just beg you to join them. Then they have respect for you. I don't know why you want their respect, but I'm telling you, they do not respect those of you that wear ignorance like a shield. Your invincible ignorance. It invokes them like wolves to sheep or sharks to blood or flies to SH you know what. So let's get into it. Here is the John Hopkins document that we've been mentioning at great length. You can read it for yourself. It's linked on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Here's the 2025-2028 SPARS report. And even how they're going to respond to you dying of cancer and all the rest of it. Now they're going to make it a cost to live. But here are some actual quotes out of the document instead of just the slide I showed you that was also quotes. After showing no adverse side effects for nearly a year, vaccine recipients slowly begin to experience symptoms of mad cow disease, which I then have mainline studies saying, mainline scientists look at this and go, this protein's a mad cow protein. What are you doing? That's crazy. Like, chief scientist of Pfizer quit and went public. I mean, Merck pulled out of this and said, are you nuts? And again, you're like, well, Gates will go to prison. No, you get enough people to take the vaccine, they're not going to say they were wrong. Most people I've learned, when they get brain damage, are going to, like, defend it. They're not going to, because the general public never wants to admit they're wrong. See, this is psychology. It's a major gamble by Gates and others, but I think unless we stand up to them, they're going to win, actually. They've almost got half the public vaccinated. Most other countries aren't taking it. It's us. This is to take America out. We're getting our lobotomy right now. You think they just put fluoride in the water and Harvard admits it lowers IQ? And they did, you know, no, this is the next level. This is like, well, fluoride didn't work. We'll give them this. As time passed and more people across the United States were vaccinated, claims of adverse side effects began to emerge. This is a quote from the document. As the investigators and investigations grew more intense, several high-ranking officials at the CDC and FDA were forced to step down and withdraw from government. They even admit we're going to burn a few puppets. Nearing the end of 2027, that means 2023, reports of new neurological symptoms began to emerge. Patients claimed that their children were experiencing neurological symptoms. That month, a group of parents whose children developed mental retardation as a result of encephalopathy in the wake of the coronavax vaccination. Remember, coronavax, not the COVID, the corona. It was called corona first. And they said, don't call it corona. It's too obvious. Change the name. Coronavax vaccination sued the federal government, demanding removal of the liability shield protecting the pharmaceutical companies responsible for developing and manufacturing Coronavax. What are we doing now trying to stop them? The fact the majority of U.S. citizens willing to be vaccinated had already been immunized, the negative publicity surrounding adverse reactions had little effect on nationwide vaccination rates because they'd already hit everybody. You see, and people don't want to admit what happened. As these cases emerged, patients began filing the compensation under the PrEP Act set up by Reagan due to lingering uncertainties over possible links between vaccination, reported neurological symptoms. Their compensation requests were placed on indefinite hold pending further data analysis, which will never come because they skipped the trials. This cohort, many of whom adamantly supported the Cordavax vaccine initially, quickly took to social media to publicize their issues. That's why they say before we launch it, we must take them all offline. Today, nearly 5 years since the St. Paul acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus made its global debut, there remain human cases in 14 countries across Europe, Africa, and Asia. As the pandemic tapered off, several influential politicians and agency representatives came under fire for sensationalizing the severity of the event for perceived political gain. So they say up front we're going to exaggerate it, then we'll burn a few minions, but they won't care. They'll live in Switzerland in $50 million houses. President Archer's declarations in the Republican Party seized the opportunity to publicly disparage the president and his administration's response to the pandemic, using voters to elect a strong leader with the best interest of the American people at heart. Archer served as vice president under President Jacqueline Bennett, these are Democrats, who did not seek a second term due to health concerns. See, it all mirrors this. CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice, ACIP, identified the following priority groups for immunization: children, age 1 to 18, young adults, 19-22, and chronic respiratory conditions in pregnant women. They then just say, well, we don't know why your baby died. We don't know why your kid's autistic. We don't know. Well, you already had a respiratory thing, so if you die from this, it doesn't matter. To determine how best to distribute limited doses of Coronavax, to members' priority groups across the country, the U.S. government resorted to new controversial tactics, notably having health care providers access patients' electronic health records, which they're now all doing, getting rid of HIPAA, putting it all in a Chinese database to determine the number of individuals in high-risk populations receiving care in particular areas. Furthermore, the cases arose from the initial cohort of vaccine recipients, those in high-risk populations, including those who offer underlying health conditions, making it increasingly difficult to determine the extent to which symptoms were associated with vaccination. Oh, you shot up the sick people, the old people, to get rid of them first. So you can't really tell how convenient. After action reports, government hearings, and agency reviews follow the pandemics were too numerous to count. Several side effects, including swollen legs, which is all happening, severe joint pain, and encephalitis, brain damage, resulted in seizures and other seizure disorders or death. Oh. In an effort to further reach certain population subgroups, agency officials enlisted the help of well-known scientists, celebrities, and government officials to make short videos about the clips online. It goes into how to counter conspiracy theorists and how to shut down free speech. We'll tell you about that when we come back. And so we're about a year into this. There's two more years, and they tell you the brain damage, the mad cow, all of it, and how they're going to cover it up and how you're going to enjoy it. And then they hit you with the next big plague that's even worse, because you learn to stay in your houses while they kill you. So take your vaccines, wear your mask, especially the left. Stay in your houses. Actually, Bill Gates has given us a favor. It's the left we're about to kill. Actually, Bill Gates is good. Yes, liberals can take your vaccines. Democrats, take them. Give them your children, too. Loving.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control,
in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show the Sunday edition. Alex Schroyer is about to take over with Sunday Live for 2 hours of calls, guests, analysis. And I'm going to go to the border tomorrow. I'm going to be driving down there the next 5 hours. So I'll be down at the border because it's just too epic to bring. I mean, the children all living in the dirt under bridges and illegal compounds, not supposed to cover it, total blackouts on it. It's just insane. So look for all that tomorrow. James O'Keefe's coming back on the show tomorrow, but Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting my regular show. I'll be calling in from the road, but I've just got to go down there and put eyes on it myself. And I'll also do things, all legal, but that my crew won't do. I don't ask them to do things that I will do. But let's just say this. You'll want to be tuned in the next few days to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video. So here's highlights of the Sparge-John Hopkins document we've been reading. Got this whole one over here about putting chemicals in the water to sterilize you and your family. But here's this one. And on the last page, it gets really interesting here. It says, conspiracy theorists also proliferate across social media, suggesting that the virus had been purposely created and introduced to the population by drug companies, or it had been escaped from a government lab secretly testing bioweapons. There was a huge controversy 2 years before that at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where Fauci and Gates, you can look it up, were doing gain-of-function SARS, COVID virus, gain-of-function testing. And they moved it to Wuhan. That was run by them. That's the Scientist, Nature, Newsweek, the New York Times. It was a, you know, even 5 years ago, we still had, or 6 years ago, some ethics in media. It was like all these scientists, this is dangerous, this is illegal, it shouldn't be moved to China. This is like a known thing they did, kind of like UT stadiums in central Austin at UT. It's like, I mean, it's like New York City's in New York City. I mean, it's like all hidden in plain view, like we're complete morons. And they say in here, the conspiracy theorists will say it came out of a lab, knowing they're going to do it, they're going to release it. Yeah, there's Newsweek. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. I mean, give me a break. So here's the deal. You guys, why would they write all this down? The most dangerous thing is to have battle plans for your scientists and your people, because then you'll all go to prison for premeditation. But if you call it a drill, have them drill, then you put a story out, have them follow it, they're not even sure what they're doing. Though the Davos group's like, hey, it gets rid of carbon footprint and rid of people, and it's bringing in world government, aren't you glad? You know, hey, we did it, okay, we did. You know, they're kind of like, oh, we did, okay. So, but they don't say it outright, except when Klaus Schwab does. Because villains have to do a little bit of monologuing. You know, they have to brag how they did it. When I was a kid growing up, I was like, why does the villain always monologue before they kill somebody? Then I learned, no, they actually do that. Whether it's Goldfinger and James Bond or whether it's Bill Gates in Real World, they monologue. And they tell you how they did it and why they did it. It's part of their psychology. It's part of their M.O. If I was going to kill somebody, I'd just do it and not tell anybody. But they monologue about it. They tell you all about it. It goes on and on. So there's that information. But here's the good information. You got CNN saying, don't ever let them be free. Make them take all the shots before you let them out of your houses. It's for their own good. We've got their authoritarianism on parade. But whether you're in England or whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Spain or whether you're in Canada, where they want to keep the lockdowns in forever because it just bankrupts all the small businesses, it's everybody on universal income, so you can socially control them, puts the politicians in total control. They're riding over women with riot horses in England, and they're beating people up everywhere. But all over Canada, they're arresting pastors after a year of lockdown, saying, oh, the mall's open, but you can't have your little church meeting. And these preachers are getting in their faces. It turns out whether you're in England or whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Canada, it's all color of law. They're charging you under public nuisance. They don't even have laws saying they can do all this. This is all illegal. Contact tracing, these passports, the Chinese rolling out these digital systems. They just want us to go to certain businesses that demand it so we all get used to it and acquiesce, and then they've got us. Lifetime tracking, where you can't go to a restaurant, get on a bus, travel if you don't have a phone. This is the holy grail of Big Brother. It's not coming. It's now here. And China with the UN is running the global QR score. They're CNN admitting it. So here's a Polish immigrant, a pastor in Canada who grew up under communism. People always overuse the Nazi analogy, but this is definitely right. With these mass police coming in on Easter and saying, you can't, this is this morning, saying you can't have your little church event. And he just says, get the hell out of here. We all have to stop complying. Governments won't respond to regular crime. But they will come and tell us we're bad if it's a church. Because if you mess with a church that's taboo, you can mess with anybody. Here it is.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Okay. Get out of this property. Okay. Immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property. Immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property. Immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. 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 Out of this property. Immediately out. Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out. Out. Out of this property, you Nazis. Out. Out. Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without the warrant. Out, Nazi. Out.
Then he runs them out. We got his videos of him being interviewed outside. And let me tell you, they are just out of control in Canada. It's so shameful. They use how nice the people are to do this. The average cops aren't part of this, but they've got to be told no. It's the bureaucrats. It's the dictator who stole his election, Trudeau, who says he follows Mao Zedong and he says, I follow Mao Zedong and dictatorship. I want to be a dictatorship like Mao Zedong. If you're a new listener, don't have time to play it. I'm not lying. I know it sounds insane. He says, I love China. I love their dictatorship. Just type in Justin Trudeau loves Chinese dictatorship. You'll get the video. You can't make this up. But let me hit this. Russian's foreign minister Lavrov comes out and says China's running a culture revolution to cause a race war in America to teach whites and blacks to hate each other, and it's wrong and it's evil. Big article, ZeroHedge.com. It's also on Infowars.com. But here's Charles Barkley explaining this is divide and conquer by the politicians to make us all fight with each other while they rob us. And of course that's true. Here it is.
Shared that news, how painful it was.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
That's right. It's in the WikiLeaks that's what the Democrats did, criminals. And then I've got all these articles of the Secretary of the Defense says white people are bad. He came out and said it. That's the head of the military to divide us, folks. He's ordered to do it. He's shaking when he says, yeah, the white people are bad. He's told to do that, folks. This is a takeover. They have one of the richest Asians in America, owns the LA Times, come out and say, white people are bad and America's bad. It's all made up. It's a Chinese operation, Chinese communist operation. China's the most racist damn place on earth. You didn't know that? They don't let anybody in there that isn't Chinese. And they sit there, and I don't think it's the Chinese people, but man, I'm not going to sit here and hear this crap anymore. I'm done. This is the most open damn country in the world. They sit here and tell us we're all a bunch of bad people. This is a foreign military attack, and Biden's their agent. All right, I'm out of time. Owen Schroer is about to take over. Pray for me. I'm going down to the border. I love you all. We got a Sunday Live coming up. Usually Owen pops in at the end to say what's coming up, but that's okay. He's about to come in here. He's got a lot to cover. Infowars.com/show, newswars.com. We're fighting hard. I need your word of mouth, your prayers, folks. Please spread the word. We're live. 2 hours more live transmission coming up.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.